The ARP has expressed concern over the state of Delaware when it comes to nursing homes and the coronavirus pandemic. Those facilities make up over 60% of all COVID deaths in the state. Sheila Grant is AARP's State Associate Director for Advocacy in Delaware.
You know, I can't answer that. I look at the numbers and I observe the numbers. I have read that we have a kind of a high percentage of nursing homes that have double rooms with two patients in a room. They don't have a private room. That might be part of it. I'm not really an expert in that, but I think we're obviously doing something wrong, and there's improvements that can be made.
By the way, how important is the idea of virtual visitation with the residents and their loved ones, particularly for the social well-being of the folks inside these homes?
Well, you've really hit an important point, that those virtual visits, this is like FaceTime and Skype calls where people can see each other on the video screen. It is so important, and it's not just for your social life. You know, when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, well, this is just a nice thing. This isn't really that important. But there are real health risks that come with isolation, especially when folks have some dementia. People, we see they lose their appetite. They go downhill when they don't have those visits. I read a story about one man who just said, where is everybody? Like, he was used to getting visits, and he felt abandoned by his family, and it's heartbreaking when you hear about that. So one important reason to do it is to keep people's spirits up and to keep them healthy, because we know when they start to lose their spirit and lose their appetite, they don't eat and they go downhill. And another thing is there's another set of eyes to make sure that the residents are being well cared for. So that's another type of oversight that the family can exercise when they're able to see them. So that's two big reasons to keep doing, to make sure that everyone has access to those virtual visits. Right now, it's kind of hit and miss. Not everybody gets them. Many don't get them regularly. We had an email from one of our members a few weeks ago that said the facility told him they only had one iPad for each wing of the location. And so, you know, he wasn't able to see his dad as often as he would like through the video visits.
Have the facilities, by the way, kept up when it comes to things like personal protective equipment? And if so, who do you think is responsible for making sure that happens?
Well, that's another tough one, because the state reports on their website that they have a 2-week supply of personal protective equipment and that it's a stable supply. But we've seen public reporting in the newspaper that staff says, oh, we've been wearing the same mask for 2 or 3 weeks. It's locked up at night and we can't get into the closet to get it. Some people say they bring their own in. So we're concerned about the way that it's used. There's a proper way to use this and how you have to change between patients and how often you can wear a mask or a gown or gloves. So we need to ensure an adequate supply and proper use.
They say that the long-term care ombudsman has not gone into these facilities. Why is that?
Boy, this is another one that should be really easy to fix, and I don't know why they're not doing it, but a few weeks ago, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services sent a letter out to all the governors telling them to allow long-term care ombudsmen into facilities, along with several other categories of therapists and health care providers that visit facilities. But Delaware is still keeping them out, and that oversight is badly needed right now. We really need some more eyes on these patients to identify where the problems are and help to get the proper care, the proper level of care. It should be an easy fix. I've talked to the ombudsman. She says she's got PPE in stock. She's ready to send her folks out. They're happy to get tested and do whatever they need to do. Same as the staff in these facilities are doing. So I'm really hoping we see that very soon.
Sheila Grant is AARP's State Associate Director for Advocacy in Delaware. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.